ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is focus. Everything you do feels like the right thing, feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. Week 13 of the 23-24 season and the second game of tonight's doubleheader between Weddington and Sun Valley. Matt Abrig next to me is Ryan Cook.
It's me, and I was just sitting
popped
here.
Popped up on Skittle sugar energy.
I've had more Skittles tonight than normal,
yes,
I think.
But I agree.
But it's hit me when you said week 13. And just think, it's amazing how fast life goes. You know, I mean, isn't it hard to believe that we're like this close to the end of the season?
I was here for game one of the season.
Right,
and I was at Sun Valley.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's weird. It seems like it's gone super fast.
That was
and then
the second week in November.
And it's really exasperated from a parent standpoint.
Oh, I'm
you know,
sure
I mean, this
is
the last year. You know, my last year is being a parent of a high school basketball player. So it's been fun.
And we've been waiting because when that happens, we're going to go big time.
Is that it?
Yes,
is that,
we're
that's what's been holding us back.
Yes, I mean, well, I've been courteous and conscious that you've got two young kids.
Yeah.
I'll wait till they're up and grown. Then we'll go on the road and start doing the, you know, like western part of North Carolina's Game of the Week.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Weddington and Sun Valley tonight. Ash Hutto in the
Stars
house.
Stars in the house.
Warriors are 19-1 overall. 5-0 in the conference. Coming off a big old 74-48 win over Porter Ridge. Last Friday night, the only loss of the season for Weddington back on December 23rd to the Burlington School. They're led by junior guard or wing or whatever he wants to be called. It's KJ Younger.
Whatever he wants.
23.3 points, 7.5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block. 36% from three, season and career high 39 last Friday, leads Union County in scoring in his fourth and rebounding. His counterpart, senior guard Grant Hamilton, second in the county in scoring, 21.6, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 39% from three, and the third man of the three-man rotation right there is one senior guard Aiden Cook, 8.5 points, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 rebounds, 47% from three, and they are coached by the legendary Gary Ellington.
So, yeah, I mean, like, you just can't say enough about KJ Younger's last performance, you know. I mean, and that was a game where Grant Hamilton probably struggled more than I've ever seen him.
He scored 7, which, okay, that's good for some kids, but he didn't shoot the ball well.
No.
He was missing layups.
It was just a really
out of his element for some reason at home.
Really different, and I always say this, that when he's hot, I just think that the sky's the limit for this team. I mean, they could beat just about anybody, but he was not hot. And if KJ Younger hadn't had the performance he had, things could have been really interesting and difficult. But, my gosh, he was just unstoppable. And I don't know if Sun Valley really have much of an answer for him defensively. You know, I'd go to – I mean, you got Sumter is a good-sized athlete. And
but I don't
Khalil.
Know if he's got the lateral quickness when KJ's out on the wing. Sumter's more of a post defender and offensive player.
And that's a tough matchup against KJ. And then you got Khalil, but Khalil's a lot skinnier, you know, and I think KJ is very confident in that matchup. So, I mean, you got to contain KJ Younger. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, Aiden Cook's now up to 47% from three. I mean, so you can't give too much attention to those two.
I heard a call was made from Oakland, California to the Cook residence asking how one Steph Curry could get out of a slump. And he was looking for Aiden Cook.
I don't think that was true.
No, I have two sources.
You think so?
Double sourced. Spartans coming to tonight's action 7-13, but they are 3-2 in the conference. Coming off, they've won 2 in a row, and they beat Cuthbertson and Porter Ridge last week. They're led by senior guard Nate Tavares, 17.7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. He had 24 the last time these two teams met. Next to him, Khalil Benjamin, the sophomore wing, 11 points, 5 rebounds, a block and a half. Had 15 points against Weddington, but were all in the first half. He was non-existent in the second half. And their third member of that triple is senior forward Devin Sumpner. 10.5 points, 7 rebounds, and they are coached by Brett Jensen.
Yeah, and, you know, a couple things. I think that emotions, again, can be big tonight. I think that I talked about in the first game with Weddington that with Khalil Benjamin, that could go either way. You either
he
come
hit
out
his first four?
Right. And so, like, that's why I was like, is he going to come out, like, pumped up and have it to his advantage, or is he come out and pressing? Well, he came out, hit four threes, like, boom, boom, boom. And, you know, they wound up containing him after that. But, again, how does that go tonight? Keep an eye on that. Does he come out looking to do too much? Does he come out hot? How does that go? And then with Nate Tavares, this being his senior night, I mean, we've talked with him. And, you know, I mean, we've talked with him. He's amped. He seems like he's, you know, he seems very, let's say, cool.
Easygoing.
Yes, he doesn't seem nervous or anything. But, you know, still, it's his senior night. So how is he going to come out? And I think that's something to look at. Like, last year, I thought that when you had the matchup, when Cook was in the Sun Valley game against Tavares, I thought he did a really good job defensively against Nate. And in the last game, I felt like Nate kind of had his way with everybody. You know, I mean, 24 points. You know, so is the defensive effort going to be different? Is it going to be better? What's going to happen tonight with that? But, I mean, again, you know, Tavares was really a spark in that first game.
And if you know you can't run with them and you don't have the firepower, then do you just let it get gritty? You're going to gut it out. Hold the ball for, I know we don't have a
maybe
shot clock, but, like, just you let Nate do what he has to do, and then everybody else kind of just, hey, we're not getting into the transition game. We've got to play good defense, really good defense.
Maybe. I mean, like I am definitely a fan of saying if we didn't match up well with him the first time, why just do the same thing? Like, why not come out and try something different, you know? And I'm not sure what that different thing is. So maybe like you're saying – you know, maybe like you're saying, is the answer to slow it down? I don't know.
Because
maybe.
Let's think about that game the last time. Khalil had 12.
Right
away.
Right.
If you don't get that immediately tonight, where are you at?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no. That was, I'm not going to say it was gravy, but it was not expected.
Right. But I think here's where my struggle with that slow down thing goes too, though, is I go back to the conversation I had with Coach Haynes from Marvin Ridge the other night really kind of meant a lot to me thinking about what he was saying, like that they felt like they had to really emphasize reversing the ball multiple times against this Weddington defense.
To find that little area
because
to get a shot off.
Because they felt like Weddington's defense was so sound that if you tried to just make a pass or two, you were not going to get or take good shots.
That's fair.
And Marvin's very good at that. Yep. I think they were very patient. I don't know if your Sun Valley – if you're going to slow it down, are you going to be able to grind against that defense that well? I don't know, but on the other side, I'm not sure what else you do different. You know what I mean? You go the other way, try to run with them. I don't think that's going to bother Weddington. I don't know. You play a funky defense of some kind? You know, I'm not a fan of coming right back and just playing man against them when you feel like you're not going to match up well with them. So, I don't know. Maybe you come out and play a 1-3-1. Maybe you do a half-court trap. Maybe you do a triangle and two. I don't know what
so
you do.
So, here's the next question. It's senior night. How long do they stay in? The only senior that normally starts are Nate and Devin Sumner. You've got Calhoun, Gupta, and Turriff that will also be starting.
I absolutely.
What did you do as a coach?
Absolutely hated and dreaded this part of senior night. You know, I mean, I hate to say that because it's
is
a.
Is this all because of Dean Smith? Because this is what he did?
I don't know.
Not
is
you,
it,
but like,
is that
mean,
how it started?
Like,
I don't know.
That's who I always remember doing
it. I absolutely hated it. When I was here, I tell people this all the time. When Coach Toxie was still alive, yep. God rest his soul, one of my best friends and mentor, like, we did a thing where we always picked a really weak team and had it be the last home game. So it wasn't a conference game. And it was super, you know, like,
oh,
just
right.
Chill and it didn't matter. So to answer your question, I'm quick on this. I mean, if I'm starting all those seniors and I don't have Khalil in there, mainly Khalil is the biggest weapon you don't have in there.
Porter Ridge girls win 64-55 over Cuthbertson.
Good effort for Cuthbertson.
Yep.
But I guess, really, Khalil's the main one we're talking about here, right? Just not in the game. Unless things start off surprisingly well, then I might do it a little bit longer. Otherwise, I'm good with a minute. I'm really good with a minute.
Okay.
It's a token, you know, it's a gesture to let them start, but not, you got to try to win.
I do not believe we're doing a national anthem, so it will be for Weddington, the usual suspects, Jack Ellison, Grant Hamilton, Aiden Cook, Mason Zepp, KJ Younger.
Yeah, it is the usual suspects, and, you know, this is a group that really plays good basketball together, you know. See if we get a bump or not. I don't know. Yep. There we go.
Much more likable kid than that kid you had a few years ago.
He really is. Much more likable.
For Sun Valley, it'll be Will Calhoun, Sid Gupta, Nate Tavares, Devin Sumner, and Brady Turup.
And, you know, again, you have the emotions here, and you really need to get off to a good start if you're Sun Valley. You got to like the fist bump from Mr. Calhoun. And if not, then you're definitely going to get those subs in quick, I think. But, you know, this is a serviceable group. Is that what I say? You know, I mean, I think that, I mean, Calhoun's a really good athlete, and Turriff's a big body in there. You know, I mean,
you cannot let it get out of hand.
Sniper.
Sid Gupta.
Yeah, right. You can't wait long if you get off to a bad start. But you know, what do you attribute that to necessarily either though? Sometimes against this Weddington team, you can put whoever you want out there and you're going to get off to a bad start too. You know, that's tough.
Younger and Sumner will jump center. Weddington on their road blue. Right to left, Sun Valley left to right. Tip in the air and one by Weddington in the backcourt. Zepp will bring it across. Over to Younger.
Pretty good student section for Sun Valley.
On a Tuesday, Younger up top with it. Now to Hamilton, left wing. On the block to Ellison. Back to Hamilton, a three. Got it.
Yeah, that's an easy look for him there early.
Now to Calhoun. To Turriff. To Tavares. Nate. Double team, high post, they get it to Turriff. On the block to Sumner. Devin, kick, out top to Nate, a three. Got it.
Yeah, right back at you. Right back at you.
3-3, just underway here in the first. Younger with Sumner on him. Mason Zepp with it up top. And then how do you stop the flow? Stolen away by Sumner to make those subs, Coach.
Yeah.
Now to Tavares up top between the circles. Direction from Coach Jensen. Cook on Tavares, right wing. Up top to Gupta. Lost his dribble, now back up top. Tavares with it. Nate crosses Cook over, lost the handle, has to reset. Right side to Calhoun. Will with a few dribbles, frees himself, now to Gupta. A three on the way, no good, rebound by Ellison. Younger across the timeline. KJ on the block to Zepp in front of us. Mason drive, Hank leaves it off for Ellison, up and good from Mason Zepp.
That's a nice driving dish.
Pressure here by the Warriors. They get it to Calhoun, back to Tavares. Skip pass to Sumner, to Turriff, to Gupta. A three, no good. Rebound, Calhoun.
Yeah, he got up there.
Down to Turriff, back to Nate. Tavares on the left wing. 6 minutes to go here in the first. Nate taking his time. Right side over to Calhoun. Almost stolen away. It is stolen away by Cook. Aiden with it across the timeline. Aiden on that right wing. Head and shoulders fake. Kick to Zepp. Left wing, a deep three. Got it.
Man, if they're hitting on all cylinders like that, the change
is coming.
Yeah.
Tomlinson will check in. 8-3. Tavares. Cross court to Sumner. Devin with it. Baseline on the block to Gupta. Into the corner to Turriff, a three. Got it!
Boom!
The all-conference football quarterback knocks down the three. 8-6. Weddington. Right side, Younger with it. Hands off to Cook. Skip pass over to Hamilton. Baseline, the little layup is good.
Yep.
Grant, the old George Gervin finger roll to the glass.
Yeah, he's going to take advantage of that matchup.
Gets it to Turriff. Skip pass to Sumner, almost hit Coach Ellington. Up top back to Tavares. 5 minutes to go here in the first. Tavares left side to Turriff. Rise, fire, three, glass, no. Rebound goes to Calhoun in the corner. Sun Valley's got it, Will through the lane. Over to Gupta, back up top. Nate going to dribble drive down the lane. Pull up from 12. No good, rebound by Younger. KJ will push into the front court. Esteem trying right there, right down the court and up and good.
Someone's got a stop ball there, but that's a whole lot easier to say than do against that body.
Cross court over to Sumner. Devin, skip to Gupta. A three for Sid. No good. Rebound by Zepp.
That's a nice rebound.
Younger across the timeline. 6-point Weddington lead. Gives it off to Cook. Cook with it. Back door. KJ. Shot.
Oh!
By Calhoun, but a foul was called.
That might have been clean. That was a heck of a defensive play because with KJ, that's a dunk against a lot of people. That's a dunk against a lot of people, and that was darn. If that wasn't clean, that was darn close to it.
Coach Jensen squinting the eyes going, you sure you saw what I saw? KJ Younger at the line for two. And good on the first one. Tomlinson in, Gupta out.
Early
Muteb in early here.
Early appearance for Muteb. The senior, you gotta like seeing him getting back with it after the knee injury.
Up and good for KJ. 14-6. Nate Tavares with the ball in front of us. Over to Tomlinson across the timeline, into the corner. Turf. Skip pass up top to Nate. Dribble drive. Shot. No. Ooh. Too strong. Loose ball goes right to Hamilton. Up to Younger. KJ going to drive and
count
foul.
It.
The bucket is good, and Younger will go to the line.
He's so good.
For the
at
bonus.
Finishing.
It'll be on Tomlinson.
So good at finishing through contact. Kind of a little surprised we haven't seen Khalil Benjamin yet.
Up and good for KJ.
Right? A little surprised that we haven't seen.
A little bit. Jaden Najee in for the first time tonight.
Halfway through the first, but he's a weapon. I mean, you're going to need your weapons. It's already 17-6. It's going to start creeping up there.
Tavares with it. Skip pass, cross court to Tomlinson. Back to Nate across the timeline near us. Nate going to dribble into the corner. Now up top, Calhoun with it. Back to Tavares with it. Left side. On the block to Turf.
Oh,
Brady
big
kicks
body
it to
there.
Calhoun. Back to Nate. A three for Tavares. No good. Rebound goes right to Younger.
And that's a dunk.
Got ahead of a steam and up and good.
You see that
with
coming.
With two hands.
Probably got to get a timeout.
And a timeout is called by Sun Valley. 3:25 to go here. 19-6 Warriors lead.
So I feel like a lot of times we say this. I feel like a lot of times Weddington doesn't get off to maybe that like racehorse start. And it's kind of close, and then we're like, ooh, this may be the run right here. And this one seems to be in the beginning. You know what I mean? I think it's going quick. That just snuck up there quick. I mean, 19-6, like, it just seemed – it's a 13-point lead with 3:20.
It was 8-6.
8-6. So,
it's
11,
8-6.
So it's 11 straight points?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's that run that they do. And like I said – I kind of feel like we said the same thing about that last state championship team.
Yes.
It was like, and then
boom. It's like, boom, they drop
it
in third,
and it's over.
Two miscalculations on your part, and
they're
up 12
now. Next thing you know, and you're calling timeout, and you're like, what are we, you know.
Trying to stop the run.
But I think
Benjamin in now to start here as we come out of the timeout.
And this is exactly what they're going to need. You know, they're going to need him to come in and you know, do something immediately. But I know he's awful amped. It's tough against your old school, and. You know, I feel like Nate is forcing a little bit. You know, he hit that first three, but I feel like he's kind of forcing on the offensive end, maybe those emotions.
But offensively on who they had out there, not a lot of
what else are you going to do? Right,
score.
Right.
The three by Turf is extra.
So now you have
not
a little
typical, yeah.
A little bit of help with Khalil Benjamin.
With Benjamin, and then, you know, Sumner again is more of a back-to-the-basket player.
Yeah.
Cross court to Tomlinson. Up top. Jaden Jeffrey in for the first time tonight as well. Jeffrey on the right wing, over to Tavares. Nate, drive. Benjamin, rise, fire. Three, no good. Rebound by Cook. They're not getting any kind of rebounds at all.
No.
One shot, and that's it. Cook, left wing. Najee, back to Cook. Right side to Younger. Pump fake. Dribble drive, kick to Cook. Now to Najee. Baseline for Jaden. Kick it out top. Three on the way for Younger is no good. Rebound by Benjamin.
Yeah, he made his presence known quickly.
Tavares across the timeline. Got to get a bucket here. Near side over to Jeffrey. Screen. Now underneath. Sumner shot. Glass no, but he's fouled. And Devin will go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Najee.
I talked to Najee in school today and told him that we might have to work on anger management. You know how he had that little thing again? He says it was all Aiden, which I'm actually not doubting that a whole lot. He said that Aiden's the one that was, like, causing the skirmish in there or whatever.
I can see that. I know his parents.
Yeah.
Up and good for Sumpner as Matthew Powers checks in, replaces Younger early here in the first quarter.
This is what you need for Sun Valley.
Sumpner up, no good. Rebound by Najee. Najee and Hamilton. Hamilton left wing. They send two guys at Grant. Now they switch off, and Jeffrey's got Cook. Back to Grant Hamilton up top in front of us. Guarded by Nate. They switch now. High post. They get the ball all the way out top. Powers with it. Not where he wants it.
Not a ton of scoring in this group.
Nope. Cook. Rise. Fire. Three. No good. Rebound. Kept alive. Hamilton on the block. Up and shot is good for Grant.
And that's where you had Cook wide open, but still a nice score inside.
21-7 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Tavares with it across the timeline. On the block, they get it to Sumpner. Devin, guarded by Powers. He feels he can take him. They lob it inside.
Oh, man, that could have been a
foul. Knocked away by Mutep. Up to Hamilton. Grant with it, fell down, got it right to Najee. Now to Cook left wing. A three on the way for Aiden, no good. Rebound by Tomlinson. Over to Jeffrey. Jaden across the timeline, a minute 35 to go. Left side, Tomlinson, pump fake, dribble drive. Baseline's cut off. Now they beat back up top. Reset the offense.
Under Nate.
Now Tomlinson, now to Jeffrey right wing. They fly with him, and then he throws it away. Cook can't handle
it. Get it.
Despite his monster leaping ability, could not come down with
monster
it.
Monster leaping ability. He did not get that from his dad.
Jalen Powell in for Jeffrey. Well, Zep back in for Weddington.
So here's my thing, doing my math. If Cook is 0 for 2 to start from 3 and he's shooting 47%, he's probably going to start making like all of them, right?
And I mean, he's out of the game right now.
All right.
Tavares will trigger it. Into the corner. Tomlinson. Dribble on the block.
Oh,
Benjamin up.
Good.
Shot good. Khalil for 2. I'd like to see him do more work on the block.
Yeah.
When his three's not falling. 21-19 with a minute 5 to go here in the first. Weddington up.
21-9.
21-9, excuse me. Mutep with it. Now to Powers right wing. Left wing. Zep, a three on the way for Mason. No good. Powers got away with an old man push off. Get it to Zep. On the block to Mutep. Skip to Younger. Pump fake. KJ. Hang, shot, glass, no. Rebound by Powers. How can you got three guys in there.
Yep.
Najee drive. Kick to Powers up and good.
Powers making himself his presence known.
Under 35 seconds to go. Turriff on the next dead ball in. Along with Ellison for Weddington. Coach Jensen wants one shot. Down to 25. Tavares across the timeline. Younger going to come up on him. Left wing down to 20. 18-17. Now we're down to 15, 14. Nate, Younger's looking for that screen. 8, 7, 6. Nate, going to dribble drive on the block
to
Sumpner.
Pass.
Up shot, good. And that'll do it at the end of one quarter of play. Weddington 23, Sun Valley 11. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Right now. Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abbott, Ryan Cook after one quarter of play. Weddington up 23-11 over Sun Valley. This is the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. It'll be Benjamin Turriff, Jalen Powell, Tomlinson, and Tavares. Cook, Younger, Ellison, Zepp, and Hamilton, the starters, back in for Weddington.
So if you're Weddington, you got a little bit of a rare chance. You got all of the starters a break, which they don't always do in the first quarter. They play a lot of heavy minutes, so they should be ready to go. Looks like maybe a zone.
Nate with it up top. Tavares, left wing, and the dribble.
No, maybe not.
Cook on him. Left side to Benjamin. They throw. They're going to trap immediately, and they backed away.
Yeah, they are doing the 1-1-3.
Skip pass over to Tavares.
Yeah, they're trapping
that.
Back
up top to Tomlinson. Now to a three on the way. No good there by Powell, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Sun Valley ball as Will Rowe coming in.
Powell's kind of catching you off guard, isn't he? Does he not usually get in this early?
He started. Powell, no. Rowe started against the last time we did this game.
Powell had you scrambling for just a minute
there. Yeah, I just
there.
Didn't.
That's hard to get you scrambling on.
You know these guys. I try to. Tavares, skip across to Rowe. Rowe, the sophomore. To Benjamin, up and off the window is good. Khalil, Benjamin with four, cuts the lead to 10. Younger across the timeline. It's 23-13 with 7:10 to go here.
And now you need stops.
Tavares.
Oh, man.
Back door to Hamilton, up and good.
Benjamin was completely lost there. Complete. He just didn't even seem.
Don't be surprised. A shot on the way by Powell, no good. A three. Rebound by Hamilton. Hamilton wants to push. Ellison. Back to Hamilton. The floater is. Got it.
Man.
And I was in the middle. Oh. Timeout, Coach Ellington. I was in the middle. I was in the middle of saying it.
Saying what? That it was.
What I was in the middle of saying was that don't be surprised if we see that call, because as Nate was putting his hand out, Younger was slapping it away.
Yeah.
And I can see them calling that. And what Coach Jensen was upset about, which the referee, in fairness, Jensen was saying that we already inbound the ball.
Right.
And he said we do that.
We always give that to you.
And they do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. So, you know, the Stars, again, I mean, already Hamilton with 11, already Younger with 9. You know, they're just such a tough duo to defend. I'm not sure what you do. I don't know. I don't know if you go triangle and two.
What we saw was that we had Sumpner, not Sumpner, we had Tavares on KJ in that possession. Before it was Sumpner.
Yeah. And Weddington in that zone, trapping a little bit out of it, looks like.
Powell, baseline.
Oh.
Kick, threw it away. Hamilton with the steal. Grant, looking up. Alley-oop.
Oh, man.
Put up is no good. Rebound kept alive. Powell's got it for Sun Valley. Way in front of Nate Tavares. Tavares with it on the right wing. A screen. On the block to Turf. Can't get it to him out of bounds.
Pretty good look. I mean, I
think he was open.
Yeah, not a great pass. I mean, the right look, not a great pass.
Jeffrey in replaces Powell. And so Jeffrey looks like he's going to be on Cook. Tavares back on Hamilton, and Sumner's going to be on Younger. KJ with it, over to Zepp. Mason with it, up top to Ellison. Now they switch, they've got Turf on Younger. You got size, but you just can't do anything about that.
Nope.
28-13. Tavares across the timeline. 5:50 to go here in the first half. Nate, left wing, right wing, excuse me, over to Jeffrey. Back to Tavares. Rise, fire, three. No good, rebound goes all the way out. Will Rowe saved it right to Jeffrey. Back to Rowe, can't get it to him, stolen away. Younger and Hamilton. Hamilton, rise, fire, three. Got it.
And they're just clicking. They are just clicking today.
32-13.
If you got Younger and Hamilton just doing this, it's just tough.
You're going to almost have to play the perfect game.
Yeah.
Your game perfectly.
Because the scoring is coming. The scoring is coming crazy. You know, like if you're not scoring and
Jeffrey on the block, stolen away by Hamilton. Hamilton and Younger again. Grant to KJ. Layup, no, but he's fouled.
You got lucky that wasn't a three-point play.
And Will Calhoun will come in.
He's at on two.
Ball's going to be on Jeffrey.
That is his first.
5:02 to go here, 32-13, with KJ Younger at the line.
With 11 points early on.
Up and good. And Nate's got a point. Can't turn the ball over like that. That's how they're scoring. Transition buckets.
Hamilton's already got 14 and Younger with 12. It's a long night to try to defend those guys.
Up and good for KJ.
I don't know if there's some way you can try to play them in a triangle and two, maybe. What else are you going to do?
Kick ball by Younger at midcourt. It'll stay.
He just smiles, laughs.
Zepp will trigger it. Nope, no, it'll be Tomlinson, excuse me.
Zepp would like to trigger it, but not Weddington ball.
They get it into Tavares, who is trapped, but he dribbles away from it. Across the timeline, beats it. Left side to Rowe, on the block to Calhoun. Back up top. Nate with Cook on him. Tavares behind the back. This is where you don't want to try too much, but you got to get some kind of bucket.
Cook's doing a good
Tomlinson,
job on him.
Now to Rowe. A three for Will. Got it.
Needed
I was
that.
Impressed with him when they played the first time when he got the start.
Yeah.
He's learning. Just a sophomore. And I remember seeing him a lot last year on JV.
Yeah.
Up top to Cook, near side to Zepp. Left wing, Hamilton above his head. Ellison. Sumner on him. They double team him. Back up top, Hamilton. Pump fake, drive. Through the legs, lost his footing. Back to younger right wing. A three for KJ.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
I tell you what, the kid's like, on a streak just as far as
like, yeah,
everything. It's the like, size of the ocean.
I mean, what do you do when he's hitting outside and dominating inside? You know,
nothing.
Nothing.
Hope it just keep it respectable.
Got to deny him. But that's easier said than done, too.
Now to Tavares up top.
They're doing a great job on Nate.
Right side, Tomlinson.
Oh, what's
left
that
side.
Leg going out there?
Tavares baseline. Now
they're
cut
really
off.
They're all over him. Like everybody's focusing on Tavares, as I would.
He is the true scorer of this Sun Valley team.
I mean, this
Benjamin
is the,
not
this
in.
Is a long, that's what I was just thinking. This is a long possession here that Weddington's making.
Tomlinson
take.
Skip pass in the corner to Rowe. Hamilton
good
on him.
Out.
Now to Tavares, a three. Got it.
All right. Long possession, but a good result.
37-19 with 3:15 to go here in the half. Zepp with Younger across the timeline. Younger with the ball.
I was thinking the same thing about Benjamin being out, though.
Skip pass to Cook. Cross court in the corner. He dribbles out top right in front of us. Now Cook through the legs. Still with the handle. Drive. Kick. Ellison pump fake. On the block. Stolen away. Nope. Knocked away. It'll stay. Weddington basketball.
Good defensive effort there by
Utev and Najee back in. Cook will trigger it. 2:50 to go here. Up top to Najee. Najee, dribble drive, kick to Zepp. Mason with it, still with it up top between the circles to reset it. Now to Mutab. Now to Zepp. Cook, and they'll reset with 2:40.
And you can definitely be patient with this 18-point lead.
Hamilton, baseline, Will Rowe. Good D by Rowe.
Uh-oh.
Into the backcourt,
save.
Right to Mutab. Now Cook, right wing. Skip pass, Mutab a three. In and out, won't go down. Zepp with the rebound. Up top to Cook. Cook to Hamilton.
Uh-oh.
Rockabye, baby. Got
yep.
it.
You knew that was coming. He's on tonight. I mean, he's not going to miss those tonight.
40-19. 2:03 to go here in the half. Tavares across the timeline. Will Rowe with it left wing. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Najee. Over to Mutev across the timeline. Noah up top to Cook. NBA three. Got it.
Yep. Well, I said he's kind of due at this point, right?
Timeout. Full timeout. Coach Jensen and the Spartans. It's 43-19. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
You're listening to UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. The best coverage of Union County basketball.
One of these days, I'm going to get you like grooving with me, and then someone's going to get us on video, and it's going to go viral.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. That's my vision.
UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Minute 44 to go in the first half. Weddington up large, 43-19 over Sun Valley.
I mean, they're just firing on all cylinders. I mean, 43 points, a minute 44 left, but it's like it's mainly Hamilton and Younger, but yet you get,
imagine that.
Right. But you do get big plays from like Jack Ellison, a big shot from Aiden Cook, like this stuff. And I just don't know how you defend them. I think you got to try something unorthodox.
Tavares with it up top, left wing with the dribble. Cook on him. Step back along three for Nate. No good. Rebound. I mean, right there, you only had one guy for Sun Valley underneath the boards, and it was Sumner.
Yeah.
Cook with it across the timeline as Jeffries will come in on the next dead ball. Cook into the corner. Skip pass to Mutab. Noah, if he would have had his feet
set. Yeah, I think
set.
He had it.
Hamilton will knock it down.
Oh, he missed
but
one.
He won't. Missed one.
He missed
Rebound
one.
Rebound by Tavares. Nate will push. Nate lost it. Now he's got it back on the right wing. Sumner on the block. Will they get him the basketball? They do, but they overshoot him out of bounds.
Yeah, it wasn't
turnover.
Deflected, was it? I like the not. Effort. He got good position. I like the effort of the pass, but Weddington's play, they play great defense, you know. I mean.
Younger in. Jeffrey in.
I mean, they are tough to defend. But back to what I was saying, I think that if it's not working like this, I think you maybe come out in a triangle and two. And they probably are too deep and diverse for that, but I just try it.
But let me ask you this, though. How can you come out in a triangle two when you haven't practiced it or run it?
Well, if you haven't, then that's tough.
I mean, what do you do? I think you're right. A lot of these
maybe halftime
are afraid to get creative, like how you said, creative.
Yeah.
Throw something. I mean, whatever you're running now is not working, regardless of whether you're Sun Valley, Porter Ridge, or anybody you're going to see in the state tournament.
Yeah.
If you're not creative enough and you're just going to be like, Coach Jensen not happy with that as he called the referee by his first name, Steve.
Smart.
Tomlinson into the corner. Rowe with it up top. Skip pass, stolen away. Nobody wants it.
Someone's got to grab the ball.
And it's Najee that comes away
Maybe.
With it. Into the corner to Mutab. Back up top to Cook. Now to Najee. Drive, kick to Younger. A three from the corner. No good. Rebound by... Nobody goes out of bounds. It'll be Sun Valley basketball.
I'm not sure the heckling from the student section is doing a whole lot of good with KJ Younger right now.
Could it be considered sarcastic heckling?
I don't know.
I mean, like,
he's got 13
Powers and Ellison back in.
He's got 16, and they got awful excited when he missed 1-3. Hamilton with 17.
Ouch. Grant's averaging 21.3. Making up for last Friday's night.
Yep.
Jeffrey with it. Calhoun a three. No, and at the end of one half of play, Weddington up large. 43-19. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Matt Abergrind, Cook, halftime of the boys game, Weddington and Sun Valley. Warriors up big, 43-19. Talking to former Parkwood standout, shooter extraordinaire, Ash Hutto.
Yes, sir. He's always fun to talk to. I just remember when he was working at the EJ, and yeah, he's always like so respectful. Before... You know, before I really knew him, my impression, my biggest thing about him was he was always, yes, sir. You know, I mean, just a good guy, very
yeah.
respectful, covered the games well, I thought. You know, I always liked when he would interview me. I'd feel, like, comfortable, I guess, you know. So, back when I was famous, you know.
Now you're just, what, infamous?
Yes, for sure.
And everyone's gunning for your seat, too.
I'm telling you. That's been going on for years,
But
though.
Here's the thing, and I'm being honest. I'll be serious. Here's the thing. Everyone thinks they can do it.
Yeah.
Until that says on the air.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're on the internet or the radio or television.
Yeah.
Everything's fine and dandy until that says on the air,
right.
And I need a break.
Right, right.
Because I've done a minute and a half of just craziness.
Yeah.
Then I look to you, or I just point.
And I'm...
And what are you going to do? Not you, but like that person.
Right.
So it's not like I'm just going to put you on... You know,
right.
like some people have said, and the way the schedule has been with us, when I wanted it, like next week, I'm going to do Piedmont at Parkwood at Piedmont.
Yeah, and everyone's like,
well, you're going to be alone. I'm like, yeah.
You know, me, I'll do it with you or whatever, right? I mean,
and to be honest, the only person that has really stepped in and done a decent job has been Coach Mason years
yeah.
ago when
yeah.
you were still coaching.
Yeah,
we went and did the state title game, Cuthbertson against Kingston at Reynolds.
Yeah,
and he was not afraid. A lot of people get scared.
Yeah, I mean, and I was, you know, when you asked me the first time, when you first asked me, I mean, I was really like, you know, I wasn't expecting it. I hadn't ever thought of broadcasting, you
right.
know. And yeah, and my initial thought was is that I wouldn't, that I.
No, but let's
that
go
I would
back
be nervous
farther
to
than
do
that.
It.
When I had a radio show and you were the head coach of Sun Valley Girls.
Yeah.
I remember I had you on the air. Now, that was over the phone.
Yeah.
On a, you know, 7-minute interview.
Yeah.
You were not, you could tell you were at ease talking about it.
Yeah.
And so as things morphed and your kids got older and you stepped down and went to Weddington, and then now you wanted to watch your kids opposed to coaching and things like that for more time, I figured why not?
Well, and I remember your point, too, was like, do you think you can handle broadcasting your kids' games? And what? I was like, I remember thinking, I said, what do you mean? Like
I've seen dads doing the book that go crazy.
That like they're right. Well, and so when you first said that, I was like, yeah, I can handle it because I'm just going to be watching the game anyways. And that definitely hasn't been an issue for me.
No,
like watching my kid all the time, or something.
There are parents that do that.
Yeah.
And that would be hard for them to separate. Hey, so, I've got to say something nice about X.
Right.
Or bad because he turned the ball over.
Right. And some people would have a hard time not yelling something out. I mean, I can't. I mean, I'd never do that anyways. But, like, I can't be doing this and go, dive after the ball.
We are the perfect storm. That's what we are. The perfect storm.
Well, it's just a pleasure. It's always a holiday when I get to hang out with you. And, you know, it's like I say to people, you know, in the beginning, I remember the very first time I did it was Marvin.
Okay.
And I was very nervous because I didn't want to sound like I was, like, cheering for one team. You know what I mean? That was my biggest, like,
right. No, that's
my
fair.
Biggest nerves.
I think a lot of broadcasters at any level don't want to do that.
I didn't want to. And so, anyways, other than that, I felt comfortable very quickly. I tell people it's just like two buddies just talking to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you and I had known each other for a long time. It's like two buddies just sitting there talking sports, but about a specific game. You know? So, okay, you want some scoring?
Sure.
So, the big guys again, I mean, Hamilton with 17, Younger with 16, Cook 3, Zepp 3, Ellison 2, and Powers 2 for Weddington. And then on that Sun Valley side, I mean, credit that Weddington defense. Tavares leading away with 6. Benjamin with 4, Stumpter with 3, Rowe with 3, Turf with 3, and that's it. I mean, 19 points. But, you know, you and I made that, or you made the comment. I was thinking it. You beat me to it. Kind of seemed like Khalil Benjamin didn't get a lot of run. Like, he kind of.
I don't know if he didn't do something during his time when he's in.
Wait. The one thing I did notice, and I don't know if it was right after this or not. He absolutely got beat back door big time on that one play.
Gotcha.
From Younger, I think. No, Younger Ellison to Hamilton. Easy. Like, he was lost as could be. Now,
well,
he is starting the second half here, though. So, I don't know if that was it or not.
If that's something you've worked on in practice and they do it
maybe,
and they beat you
and
on
you're
it,
just like,
then you need you have to learn.
Maybe that was it. I mean, I'm not sure that was
right.
It, but I do remember that. And that'll get some coaches pretty fired
Starters
up.
Starters back in for Weddington. It'll be Tomlinson, Tavares, Rowe, Benjamin, Sumpner.
For Sun Valley.
For Sun Valley. And Mason, Zepp, Aiden Cook, Jack Ellison, KJ Younger, and Grant Hamilton to start the second half. Weddington with the ball left to right, left wing, over to Ellison, up top to Zepp. Near side over to Cook on the block. They get it to Younger.
I double him.
That's a big mismatch. Rowe falls down. Glass and good.
Man.
The hang time.
Just right off the bat.
45-19 as Younger knocks it down. Tavares up top in front of us.
It's like Weddington's back with that 1-1-3, I believe.
And a comment from my mother, who is an avid listener. We work well together, but we don't like each other very much.
True. You'd never know it.
Turf on the next dead ball will come in. Rowe up top with it. Lost it. Hamilton with the steal. Grant across the timeline. Into the corner to Zepp. Zepp will dribble out top after a little push by Tavares. Gets away. Now back up top. Yeah. Nate still steals it away. Loose ball.
Oh, man.
Two Sun Valley players hit each other. Cook's got the ball off of Benjamin's knee.
My
all the way up
goodness.
To Rowe. Rowe, Tavares up and good.
Oh.
And a late call.
Late, really late. Coach complaining and he called the foul. That's kind of
funny.
Coach
Jensen got that one.
Yeah, he did. Not really saying it was the wrong call, but he literally didn't call it.
You know how I am with those late calls.
Yeah, he didn't call it until he yelled, and then he called it, like, right away.
Turf in, Sumpner coming out. With 6:53 to go here, it's 45-21. Weddington with Nate Tavares at the line for one. Up and good. 45-22. Younger will bring it up left to right. Hands off to Cook. Up top to Hamilton. Left wing to Zepp. cut through to Cook. Now up top, Ellison from 15.
Yeah, that was
smooth.
And they
just baffled the Sun Valley defense right there.
That was really, yeah, because they kind of focused on the cut by Cook, and then Ellison was wide open there.
We'll check in on the next dead ball. Tavares with it, left side to Tomlinson. Vincent with it up top, skip over to Benjamin. To Tavares. Nate back to high post. Khalil, spin, hang, the lefty, no good. Oh. Rebound by Ellison.
Good rebound, you got bumped.
Cook will push. Cook, kick into the corner. Hamilton a three.
There's just weapons
no
everywhere.
Good.
Oh, my
slam dunk,
goodness.
Two-hander.
Whoa, you got to box
that guy out. 2 weeks
ago,
Hamilton had a put back.
Like, yeah.
Now, Younger says, can you top that?
Well, you got to box that guy out, you know?
Yes. Tomlinson a long three. No good. Rebound by Turup. Brady, put back. No good. Rebound. That could have been goaltending as Benjamin slapped the backboard and still moving. Younger drive. Bucket is no. They're going to say, whoa, wait a minute.
He's saying on
they're
the
going to say on
I
the
think.
Floor.
Yeah. I didn't even see the play at all. I was writing stats down. Who scored? Younger, I'm assuming?
Younger scored.
He's saying no.
The referee underneath the basket told the referee out top to make the call.
The referee out top doesn't know what he's doing.
Nope,
we know that.
You are correct.
We know that. He's the weak
he
of the
screwed
three.
Screwed up that call right
he's
there.
He's the weakest of the three, but the most aggressive of the three. That's a bad combo.
So what is the call?
Did they say who the foul was on yet or no?
Here we go. Nope.
The goaltend.
All right, foul's going to be on 12 white.
But did the ball go in or not?
Tomlinson.
Did the ball go in or no?
I think it went in. Calhoun, is he going to let Calhoun check in?
Wait, I didn't see it at all. The ball didn't go in?
It didn't look like it.
Okay.
It didn't look like it. They're going to say foul's on the floor. That's why.
Weird.
Okay. Calhoun in, Benjamin out. Confusion all around. 5:43 to go here, 49-22. They lob it up top to Younger. KJ with it, left wing. Now to Cook, into the corner to Hamilton. On the block to Ellison. Jack surveys into the corner. Cook a three. No good. Rebound Zepp. Mason with it. Back up top. Ellison on the cut through. Back to Cook. Aiden goes baseline. Back to Ellison. Again, stop the passing.
Yeah.
Now to Younger. Over through the lane. Throws it down.
Geez.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Tomahawk dunk. And Coach Jensen wants a timeout.
Man, that was
I could have pulled the old
all the crowd up
Mike
here.
Mike Green.
Jeez.
Like, holy cow.
I mean, he just ripped that back and threw it down with authority, didn't he?
51-22 with 5:11 to go.
17, 18, 19,
if things continue this 22. Way, we will be out of here early because it'll be a running clock.
Yeah. 22 for Younger now, but that was an exclamation point right there. I mean, I thought it was overpassing by Weddington. You know, I think Cook could have taken a shot. I think Ellison could have taken a shot. And we're kind of starting to criticize him a little bit. And about that time, Younger says, I'll throw it down. I mean, wow.
Kevin Harlan, he says something about just send your women and children home. Here he comes through the lane.
I mean.
Wow. 5:11 to go here in the third. 51-22. Don't forget Friday night. Weddington at Cuthbertson will bring you that game. That'll be our first introduction to Coach Stein at the Cuthbertson. Just took over that program
right
this year.
Right.
They have had their moments, but they are struggling.
Yeah.
Again, they pretty much overhauled the entire team.
Right.
Kids that played last year did not even want to come out or were cut.
That's a tall order for any coach.
In this conference, it is.
Yeah.
When this is the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah.
Tavares across the timeline. Cook up on him. Cook up on him. Now he's going to try to go to work. Right side, going to dribble drive. Through the lane, the little floater. No good. Rebound, Zepp with it. Hands off to Younger and KJ. Quickly across the timeline. Tavares picks him up. Hands off to Hamilton. Grant with Rowe on him. On the high post there to Ellison. Now you've got Rowe on Younger. Ellison gives the right at Turup.
Yeah.
And the foul is called.
I think Jack has really played more under control the last, month or so. I think he's really coming
I'd
into
agree
his own.
With that.
And I think he's getting comfortable where he was before.
had a nasty injury last year, if you were with us during the conference tournament game, where his knee got rolled into and he was immediately done.
Yeah.
Up in the crowd, ice, he was not even on the bench.
He's had a struggle with injuries kind of all off season.
Didn't he get hurt in the summer as well?
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of always battling injuries, it seems like.
52-22 is Najee back in for the Warriors. Also, Jalen Powell in for Sun Valley.
Sticking with that 1-1-3 Weddington is, and it's really giving them a lot of trouble, I think. I mean, they've scored 3 points in this half quarter.
Powell.
Oh.
Loose ball into the backcourt. Zepp, still a loose ball. I think that'll be a foul. They're going to say
Zepp
was out of bounds.
Stepped on the line
as Tomlinson comes in. And replaces Powell.
You got to be careful here if you're Sun Valley. You don't want to lose your fight already. You know, there's still a lot of game left. And
well, credit to them. I'll say this. If they're going to lose their fight, Nate will be the last one going down swinging.
Yeah, he will. He'll be playing, won't he?
That's my feeling on him.
Yeah.
Up top to Tomlinson. It's senior night for them. Into the corner to Rowe. Rowe. And fouled from behind on Younger.
And I think this, that's Younger's first foul. I think this year's Warrior team doesn't play as much of this 1-1-3 as some of the other teams. So it might have caught them a little off guard today. I don't know, but they don't look like they're very comfortable against it.
Into the corner, Rowe with it. Back up top to Tomlinson. Now to Tavares. Nate crosses over now.
Yeah.
Stolen away by Hamilton. Up to Cook. Off the glass. Oh, didn't do it. Loose ball. Tried to go with the alley-oop. Cook's got it back. Back up top to Zepp. Three on the way for Mason, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Put back up and good for Grant. 54-22. Warriors lead.
Got 19 for Hamilton on the night.
Calhoun on the next dead ball for Sun Valley. Nate, rise, fire, three, no good. Rebound, Hamilton. Grant wants to push, spin through the lane. The scoop shot, no good. Rebound by Tavares. Nate. Lost it, but a foul is called on Aiden Cook, the hack.
The hack.
I didn't think that was a foul at all.
I didn't see it
at all. I
thought
it was a good defensive play.
I
he may have anything. If anything, somebody stepped on his foot.
Yeah, I was writing the stats down, didn't see it. So, interesting on the call who that individual is, right?
And you have to say that right in front of us.
I don't really
where
care.
Where he stands. Has a broadcaster been thrown out of the game?
I don't know.
Right side to Calhoun in the corner. Off of Zepp. Out of bounds. It'll be Sun Valley ball. Some refs joke with us. You know, like, hey, don't say bad things about us.
Yeah.
Although he did not dap us up either.
No.
And another foul to be on Zepp this time.
So that's his first.
Muteb in. Zepp out. 3:11 to go here, 54-22. We're in the third. Nate across the timeline after inbounding into the backcourt. Tavares, left side.
Oh.
Almost stolen away by Najee. Rowe with it, right side back to Tavares. A three for Nate, front end no good. Rebound by Najee.
They do a great job boxing out, don't they? I wish I could have gotten my teams to do that.
Powers with it up top to Cook. Aiden back to Powers. Matthew didn't want to take it. Now to Aiden to reset.
Yeah, you can be patient. Nothing to hurry you up if you're Weddington right now.
Aiden, they all up and no good. They all just kind of like the seas parted on that right wing. Tavares is fouled. Is he on the shot?
That's Hamilton's first foul.
Younger back in.
He's
Hamilton
trying to get
out
to the line, but looks like he's saying he is saying it.
All right, Nate will go to the line for two.
I didn't see the play
again.
He said
hold. I just figured it was Jake Ford in for the first time tonight. Had five against Porter Ridge Friday night.
Yeah, good to see him get going again.
I think Coach Ford has not paid the barber fee in a while. Up and no good for Nate.
Actually, I think he's had a trim. I think it's been longer than that before.
Okay.
So.
You've got room to talk there, brother.
I know.
Up and good for Nate on that one. 54-23. 2:30 to go here.
I've been working on this for a while.
Timeout Weddington with 2:28 to go as Younger knocks down a three. That does not count.
Like it's nothing.
So now Friday we're at Weddington at Cuthbertson. Next Tuesday, I will be alone, Parkwood at Piedmont, and if things work out, that will be for the Rocky River title. because Parkwood's already got a loss. Piedmont's got a loss, but Parkwood's loss is to West Stanley. Piedmont's loss is to Parkwood.
Okay.
So depending on how things work out, then the next Friday will be Marvin at Weddington.
I would like. You know, I haven't seen the Piedmont boys or girls play this year, and I would like to see. I mean, I'm a big Miles Leakes fan. I'd like to see him in action.
But you've got Parkwood, who did a good job on Leakes the first time they met to get the win.
Yeah.
With Cam and Greg Vincent.
I like that duo.
And the X factor for Parkwood, what I've seen this season, is Malik Paulhill, the third guard.
Well, I'm gonna say this: if the second game Weddington played Parkwood this year, and that was Vincent's first game of the year, I think.
At Parkwood. Yes, I remember.
He torched Vincent,
like 25.
Played, and I watched it, that 25 was like high efficiency.
Yes.
Like he was really good.
Feeling it.
If he's doing that in any particular game, they can be super deadly because you know you're going to get a good effort from Cam McKinney. I mean, he's a high motor guy.
He's 20 a game, too.
Yeah.
And then you got going against Leakes, who's 20 a game. Younger with it up top to Ford. Now to Muteb, left wing. Najee goes baseline, kick. Younger, rise, fire, three. Got it.
Man, he's really been shooting well lately. Really moving that three-point percentage up.
57-23. That fourth quarter just could be a moving clock.
It could be.
Or a running clock, I should say.
34.
Tavares, right wing. Back to Tomlinson. Into the corner to Rowe. Rowe with it. Back over to Tomlinson. Vincent with it. Needs help. Back to Rowe. Into the corner. Three on the way. No good. Rebound by Calhoun.
That's a nice rebound.
Calhoun, the putback is good.
That was a nice athletic rebound.
57-25 with a minute 31 to go here in the third. Jake Ford with it up top. And over to Muteb. Left side to Najee. On the block, Ford up and good.
Well-run play. Najee's had a nice night, not scoring-wise, but doing everything else.
Near side to Tomlinson. Back over to Tavares. Now to Tomlinson. Left wing, Rowe. Baseline, left it. Stolen away by Ford. Jake with it. Right side to Muteb, back up top to Ford. Under a minute to go here in the third. Left wing with it on the block to Muteb. Up, shot good. Reverse layup for Noah.
Is that from Najee, I think?
I believe it was. 61-25.
They're just really running their stuff well right now, and you just get a sense that Sun Valley's just kind of
going through the motions.
Yeah.
You said that I didn't. Two on the way.
But that's what you said,
too. By Tavares.
If that's the case, Nate's not going down without a fight, right?
He'll go down swinging.
He's got 12.
20 seconds goes. Younger crosses the timeline. Right wing to Ford. Back up top. Muteb down to 10 seconds to go. Skip to Najee. Najee down the lane. Shot wild, but a fouled, and he'll go to the line to earn him.
That's on.
It'll be on number 12.
Tomlinson, his third.
6.5 seconds to go here. 61-27. Weddington. Najee at the line. Up and no good. Quinn Vaughn in for the first time tonight for Weddington. Turriff and Powell back in for Sun Valley as Sumner and Rowe take a break.
You know who we haven't seen in a long time again?
Is that Khalil?
Yeah. Right?
Up and good on that one for Najee. So 63-27.
Something, whether it's offensive end, defensive end, both, I don't know.
Nate, a three, no good, and that'll do it at the end of three quarters of play. Weddington up large, 62-27. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com, Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. The last 8 minutes of regulation are on the clock. Warriors up big 62-27. Rule in North Carolina is a 40-point lead leads to a running clock. We'll just keep that in mind as it could be a mere two possessions.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how much fight Sun Valley has.
Tavares, Powell, Turriff, Tomlinson, Rowe.
See how much fight Sun Valley has in them, and, you know, if Coach Ellington empties the bench or not.
Kind of, but no.
Well.
These kids, Powers normally plays.
Right.
Utep's coming back from injury. Najee plays.
Yeah.
Vaughn.
No starters,
Ford.
Though, and, yeah. Oh.
Vaughn with it up top, guarded by Tavares, and a foul is called on Nate Tavares.
And that is his first. No real foul trouble for, I mean, Tomlinson has three.
I think it's just frustration.
Yeah.
Najee up top to Powers, left side to Mutep. Cut through, Najee up glass, good.
They're just kind of running the same thing over and over and really getting good shots.
Dare
out
I say
of it.
Picking on Will Rowe.
Maybe, yeah.
64-27. Tavares with it up top. Right side to Rowe. Drive through the lane. Loose ball on the ground. Vaughn's got it for the Warriors. Vaughn across the timeline. Up top to Ford. Rise, fire, three. Got it. 40-point lead.
Yeah, well, there goes the clock. And then what's
running
asked
clock.
This? I always forget.
It does not stop.
It doesn't?
Nope.
Okay.
Timeouts and injuries, I believe. But
yeah.
No, if they, you know, if they cut the lead to 31,
matter.
It doesn't. Don't
okay.
matter. Right side to Tavares, a three on its way. Nate, in and out, no good. Rebound kept alive. Muteb's got it for what he did. 67-27, Warriors.
Get the
Vaughn,
the
another
bench.
Three, no good. Rebound by Turriff, goes out of bounds. It'll be.
Rest of the bench coming in here.
Will Ricketts in. Tyler Kane in.
So 25 for Younger and 19 for Hamilton if it sticks at that.
Tomlinson in the corner. Powell a three. Got it. 67-30. Vaughn a three. No good. Rebound by Rowe. Right side. Nate Tavares. Powell with it. Drive. Into the corner, Tomlinson, back up top, Powell a three, no good, rebound by Mutep. Mutep push, quickly going to go right down the lane, up, got no good, rebound goes right to Sun Valley, Tavares has got it. Nate, a one on two, and knocked away by Ricketts, who hit the deck and he gets it to Ford. Jake Ford with it, right side to Mutep, pump fake, nope, won't want to take it, back to Ford. He'll take the three. Got it.
Boom.
Jake Ford with eight.
Yes, sir. Hot shooting.
67-33. Back up top. I don't think that score's right. I thought it was
the score 70. Not up there yet. I think you're right.
Up, shot, no good. Rebound by Kane. Ford into the corner to Ricketts, a three. No good. 68, there he goes. He's got 70
yep.
on there now.
Yep.
5:05 to go here in the game. Into the corner to Rowe. Sun Valley, a three. Good for Will Rowe. You're saying it should be 70-33. I thought that three just... Made it 36.
I think that's right now, I thought.
Kane with a high post, gets it over to Ricketts. Now to Ford. Jake on the block, they get it to Kane. Kane with it. Now to Ricketts, baseline, back to Kane from 15. Off the window, no good, goes right to Tavares, back over to Powell. Now it's 70-33. I'm not sure that's right, Coach, but what am I? Underneath, Turriff is fouled by Kane. And Brady will go to the line for two. He is not on the roster.
On King. Number 10.
Who is that? Noah McKinney.
Okay.
McKinney in. Powell out, Rowe out. Nate. Out as well. Nope, he's staying in. Rebound goes right to Vaughn. 70 to 34.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Turriff made one of the two free throws, right?
Fair enough, yes. Rowe back in. Tavares out.
I definitely have to notice that Khalil Benjamin has not been in this quarter.
Yes.
Right?
And my feeling is that he won't be.
I share that feeling.
Into the corner. Back up top. I believe that's Jaycion Patterson. No good. Rebound by Vaughn. I'm going to do my best because these guys aren't on the roster. They mostly all played in the JV game earlier.
A little tougher for you here.
Left side over to Ford. Muteb with it. His brother, Max. High post. Drive. Hang. No good. Rebound by Noah McKinney. Now to Jeffrey on that left wing. Got away with a walk into the corner.
He did.
Patterson lost it. Loose ball. Vaughn's got it for Weddington. Quinn to Ricketts. Up. Got it and good. 72-34. Gupta will be in on the next hit ball along with Wendell Timmons. Patterson with it. Cross court over to Jeffrey. Into the corner. Rowe. Rowe with it. Back into the corner to Turriff. Brady a three. Got it.
Boom.
He's got six.
Seven.
Seven, excuse me. That's right, a free throw.
Yep.
72-30. The scorekeeper.
I think it's right there.
It is now.
Oh, okay. Oh, 37.
Seven, that's right.
Yeah.
Brady's.
Yeah.
Turriff's three just mocked.
Yeah.
1:53 to go. 72-37. Vaughn right side to Ford. Weddington will improve to 6-0 in the conference or 7-0?
6-0, I believe. Oh, Muteb.
Muteb up and good. The sophomore. Freshman?
Freshman.
Freshman.
Big
Max
freshman.
Muteb.
Yeah, they will be 6-0.
6-0 in the conference.
With Cuthbertson and Marvin left.
Sun Valley drops to 3-3 in the conference. They've got Monroe tomorrow night. Left side over to Timmons. Drive, hang, a little teardrop, no good. Rebound goes to Vaughn again. Quinn looks up, he's got Ricketts. Will, drive, hang, shot, good. 75-37. 76. Stolen away by Ricketts again. Drive, hang, shot, no, but he's fouled.
This might do it.
And the clock continues to run. We're under a minute. 76-37.
This might. It's going to take a little while to get them lined up here.
I like that.
I do like the early
Not
night.
Not a good game. You know, I like the
You like the
close
game,
games.
But it's nice to get out of here early.
Yes, sir. Been up since 5.
I think, I think he's trying to make this
Wickets up
be
and
the last
got thing. It.
Not going to quite do it.
Well, you got 10 seconds, but I don't see anybody counting.
True. They'd probably be like, son, hold the ball if you want.
He could honestly say at the buzzer.
Yeah.
That one is good for Ricketts, 78.
6 points for Ricketts off the bench.
37.
I think Quinn Bonds played well off the bench, too.
He has. Into the corner. Gupta, a three. Got it.
Good for him.
The sniper.
Good for him.
Sid Gupta.
Senior night.
78-40. It's a final.